And the stock market is down as we get started on this Tuesday. The Dow is down 54 points, S&P down just a little bit, about 2 points. And it's now time for our stock update, sponsored by Cetera Advisors Network. And joining us now is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, Wall Street setting more record highs yesterday, coming off of that strong jobs report last week. The Dow and the S&P had record closes. And it's starting to look like President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure bill, which is an old repackaged infrastructure bill, actually will pass the Senate, could pass the Senate with a few tweaks.
Yeah, probably along party lines, 51 to 49, Bob. That's where we're at in the Senate. Bob, I know you're kind of a microbrewery guy, but they're just repackaging this. It's just what I call old wine in a new bottle.
But if it brings more jobs, doesn't that help us get the economy even stronger now after the pandemic?
Yeah, you know, the economy could get stronger, but if you go to the website, www.WashingtonWhiteHouse.gov, 3/31/21, you can actually see what they're talking about. They're talking about higher taxes, higher government debt, more red tape, and, of course, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen talked yesterday about a global minimum tax. Again, Bob, President Biden's performance has nothing on P.T. Barnum and his portrayal of the greatest show on earth. Heck, just like Governor Andrew Cuomo, he won the Academy Award last year. That performance last week, he might get the Academy Award for that. The American Jobs Bill sounds better than an infrastructure bill, especially, Bob, when you find out only 2% of the money, the $2 trillion, is going to fix the roads and highways. And again, the Hollywood advisors to the White House would always be in favor of a four-letter word. Infrastructure is a little long. Heck, it's even longer than my last name.
Yeah. So you're saying the new jobs bill isn't really going to be a job creator. Then what is it?
It's more of a tax and spend bill. Again, it's an example of government-directed economy. It's the old Chartalist philosophy made famous by its father, George Frederick Knapp, in his 1924 book, The State Theory of Money. Today's modern monetary theorists like Stephanie Kelton, she's from Stony Brook College, and, of course, AOC, they just want to repackage the old Marxist philosophy, and now they call it the deficit myth. It's a modern monetary theory and the birth of the People's Economy Manifesto.
So Chartalism comes from the Latin phrase, the state attempting to direct the economy, rather than relying on Sir Adam Smith's invisible hand of free enterprise, which allows capital to flow where it is needed for the benefit of our society. So are we saying that Chartalism and modern monetary theory are comparable with Marxism?
Compatible? Not really. But again, the listeners, I'll let them determine that. Let me just quote Michael Roberts of the Weekly Worker. It's a publication of the Communist Party of Great Britain. Here's what he says. That a straight Chartalist economy is not compatible to a Marxist economy, but the modern monetary theorist is complementary to a Marxist doctrine, which has been espoused by the ruling political class in Washington this year. They espouse an economy that gives us, Bob, free tuition, free child care, guaranteed income in the form of continuous stimulus checks, where you don't have to work if you don't want to. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? Roberts argues that the modern monetary theorist is merely the building blocks on the yellow brick road to a Marxist future.
Well, you're painting a pretty grim picture here, Pavlos, and I know you will tell us how to get out of the abyss of doom and destruction where everyone has a black and white TV and we're all driving the same old gray sedan.
Right, Bob. You know, I always see a silver lining in these black clouds, right? Well, you remember that old sour wine we talked about, or in your case, you can say that old sour beer. Again, that's what's being peddled with this new and improved fancy package called the American's Jobs Plan by Washington and their Hollywood fantasy creators. My suggestion is look for the good wine, the non-descriptive bottle, the one that's right underneath your nose that you've been looking for. Again, put aside the fancy bottles, and you'll be pleasantly surprised with an investment strategy that won't leave a bad taste in your mouth.
All right. Now, Pavlos, how can our listeners reach you and your team this week?
You can reach us here locally, 828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, and learn more. And also, I want to mention, if you want some good wine, I got some wine for my brother at the monastery in Florence, Arizona last week. And, of course, a non-descriptive bottle, but it was really good, and that will get you through the pandemic. Again, always look for the good wine. And lastly, I want to mention securities investment advisory services are offered through SotereVisor Networks, and SotereVisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, we need to go have a beer sometime.
All right, that sounds good to me.